Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Avirbhav Mahamahotsavatiti Ki Jai. Sri Gaur Purnima Ki Jai. Sri Mayapur Navadeep Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivrajakacharya Satara Sata Sri Srimad Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Bhagavan Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Thakur Srila Gaur Kishoradas Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Sri Srila Satchidananda Bhakti Vinod Thakur Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Vaishnava Sarva Bhama Sri Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Saparikar Sri Sri Guru Gauranga Gandharvika Giridhari Ji Ki Jai. Sri Giriraj Govardhan Ki Jai. Sri Rupanuga Guru Varga Ki Jai. Nama Charja Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasari Gaur Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath. Shyamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Mayapur Navadeep Dham Ki Jai. Sri Jagannath Misra Ki Jai. Jai. Sri Sachi Misra Ki Jai. Jai. Sachi Mata Ki Jai. Jai. Sri Sachi Nandan Ki Jai. Jai. Sri Chaitanya Sarasant Mat Ki Jai. Jai. Sri Gupta Govardhan Ki Jai. Jai. Ganga Devi Jamuna Devi Bhakti Devi Tulsi Devi Ki Jai. Jai. Om Vishnupad Vishvavarena Svilesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai. Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Madhacharya Vrinda Ki Jai. Jai Srila Bhakti Vimavadut Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Srila Bhakti Ranjan Madhusudan Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Sri Man Paramananda Prabhu Ki Jai. Shanti Bhakti Lalita Devi Dasi Ki Jai. Sri Satyanandan Prabhu Ki Jai, Anandamayi Devi Dasi Ki Jai, Anakshi Didi Ki Jai, Raman Prabhu Ki Jai, Lalita Arkadyevna Mohini Ki Jai. Hare Krishna. Your father gets some Sukriti that way. Hare Krishna. We all do. Seva Vrinda Ki Jai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Sri Gaur Purnima Mahamahotsavati Ki Jai, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Navadvipa Avatar, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Avirbhav Mahamahotsavati Ki Jai, Sri Vishnu Priya Devi Ki Jai, Lakshmi Priya Ki Jai, all the Priyas Ki Jai. Srivas Thakur Malini Srivasa Malini. Malini Srivasa Jai Jaya Chandrasekhara Jaya. That's why Guru Maharaj writes these songs and Bhaktivinoda writes songs like that. The songs comprised of names of devotees and it's wonderful glorification. So. So, Srila Guru Maharaj, he says that, see, it's the appearance of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. But one thing he liked very much about Swami Maharaj's preaching style and his language, that he told Krishna consciousness. Now, we just take that for granted and assume, but he actually created the phrase, or the Krishna consciousness. No one said that before, actually. And what Guru Maharaj is like, I mean, Guru Maharaj examines everything. And so what he saw, he said, oh, how sweet is this, because it's Chaitanya means consciousness, and sometimes Chaitanya and Chaitanya are, what is the word, when one is used for the other? Synonyms, yeah, that's the word. Huh? No, there's another word. Anyway, but synonym, that's it, yeah. So, Krishna Chaitanya can be translated as Krishna consciousness. So Guru Maharaj is saying, and we can also celebrate, it's like the appearance of Krishna consciousness. And then we might say, well, wasn't there Krishna consciousness before that? Of course, but things had gone so far off track, even in the holy place of Navadvip Dham. So you have all these highly evolved people in terms of Sukriti and learning. It's the center of Sanskrit learning. But they're lost and skewed interpretations of the Vedas and ritual. And not only that, things have degraded. They don't take the name of Krishna or Hari except on certain occasions. And it's meant they were... like, and it sounds like modern culture almost, like wealthy people would arrange the marriage of monkeys, you know, and spend lavishly marrying two monkeys or cats and dogs and just all kinds of just off-the-wall puja ideas, and they know so many Sanskrit things to justify all of this, and really... the world is in like a state of confusion and misdirection. But for everything like that, whenever we hear like something, oh, that is an inauspicious time. For the mundane, like even Brihaspati Barbella, why does it have the name Brihaspati? It's inauspicious for mundane activities. But it's very good for spiritual activities. It's always like that. So the world, they've gone off the path of proper Krishna consciousness and don't even really know what it is, actually. Because remember, Madhavendra Puri appears, or seeing this condition, and we should back up a little bit. You know, Advaita Acharya, he's appeared. When Mahaprabhu is in the, Krishna's in the spiritual world, and this time is coming. He's also becoming very eager. He only comes once in a day of Brahma, right? And that is for 12 hours, as you know, Sahasra Yuga Parjantam Ahur Yad Brahmano Vidu. 4,300,000,000 years. So twice, 8,600,000,000 years. Once. Does Krishna appear, Swayam Bhagavan, the original Krishna? And then that's when Dwarpara and Treta overlap. Because just like in Russian, right? Dwa should come second. Dwarpara Yuga should be Satyuga, Dwarpara, Treta, Kali. But for some reason, there's an overlapping. Treta precedes Dwarpara. Krishna appears in that Dwarpara Yuga. And then the Kali Yuga that follows, Swayam Bhagavan, I heard you singing, right? Avatar Sar, Gaur Avatar. Did you not sing that song?
Yes.
Right. He's in another universe. Like divine, he was come back to this plane. No, that happens. Sometimes devotees, they're transported to another world. And, so then Mahaprabhu appears, because Mahaprabhu appears in every Kali Yuga, but not the way this one appears. So always bringing Nam Sankirtan, propagating the holy name, and Guru Maharaj is mentioned incidentally, in some Kali Yugas he is the color of a parrot. So because he's Gauranga for a reason. The color is not arbitrary. Like, you know, black was already taken by Krishna, and then the Rukta avatar, he had red, and who's the other one? Shukla had white. Not like that. And by the way, when Gurudev was a baby, a toddler, his whole life woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning. He'd be up at 3, and mother, father, and sleeping. He'd crawl in, and the father would see him, like, not to wake the mother. He'd hold him on his, like, in his arms, and taught him the Satya Yuga mantras for worshipping the Lord, the Treta Yuga mantras, that were those part of his childhood pastimes. So he always likes to, at 3 o'clock, he's wide awake and thinking about different things. But so that when Krishna, this time is coming, and he's contemplating this descent, this particular avatar, before that, and by the seamless arrangement with Yoga Maya, first appears the Guru Varga. And Guru Varga sometimes means mother, father, auntie, uncle, teacher, that it's extensive, more than literally gurus as we conventionally conceive them. So that's why there's Advaita Charja, and one like Pundarik Vidyaniti in another place, Nityananda Prabhu, Jagannath Mitra, Sachi Mata, Malini, Srivas, so many have appeared before. And you can imagine, they know these things too, and how eager they are. Sometimes they don't know because of Yoga Maya. Right? But it's like they know certain things intuitively. And they're, you know, they are Kripamburi Yaktaraduka Duki. Their only happiness, unhappiness, is seeing others unhappy due to a lack of Krishna consciousness. Imagine, they know what is ecstasy, they know what is an ocean of ecstasy. And then they see people suffering and chasing after the most base, to call them pleasures is an insult. And so the devotee, really they are compassionate. Kripa Sindhu, as we say, oceans of mercy. So Advaita charges, and he's seeing not only these super qualified people on top of it all, wasting their time in these trivial pursuits. So it's Advaita, and that's why so many can be credited with gifting Mahaprabhu. Because, right? Of course, Sachi Mata, but Vishnu Priya, Lakshmi Priya, Gadadhar, Radharani herself, so many others, Nityananda Prabhu. So Advaita Charja, we're told, Tulasi Dala Matrena Jalasya Chulakenava Vikrinite Tam Atmanam Bhaktevyo Bhaktabatsala. He takes Ganga Jal and Tulsi leaves, and this is his offering. And it's interesting to note what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, what? Patram pushpam palantoyam yome bhakta priyachati. If you offer me with love and devotion a leaf, a flower, fruit, water, with Ganga Jal and Tulsi leaves. He's praying and crying out to him to descend. He can't tolerate seeing the suffering of the people and their forgetfulness of Krishna consciousness. That is his part of his motivation. And because sometimes, almost in a joking way, Mahaprabhu, because sometimes he's Avatar Sar, so you can say he's Rama, he's Nrisimha, why it's Varahadev, he's Mahavishnu, he's Garbhadaksha, he's Kiradakshai Vishnu. So sometimes he will say, I was resting in the ocean of milk on Sheshananta, you know, and I heard Advaita's plaintive calls for me to descend. So sometimes it's described that way. Of course, Kaviraj Goswami says, is it really superlative to describe him as Kiradakshai Vishnu? That's also almost teasing way. He's Swayam Bhagavan. There's Nityananda, Chaturvyuha, second Chaturvyuha, quadruple expansions, Guna Avatar, Purusha Avatars. So, But still, he said, I was lying in the ocean of milk, resting, and then I was awakened by the calls of Advaita. And he's internally making this decision and has discussion with Srimati Radharani. Because this is not like when they come as Radha and Krishna. This will be different. Rupa Goswami reveals this. It's quoted by Kaviraj Goswami in the beginning section of Chaitanya Charitamritam. Aparam kasyapi pranayi janavrindasya kutuki rasotstamam hritva madram upaboktam kamapiya rucham swam abhavre dutim iha tadiyam. Sri Chaitanya Kripam, I forget that. Chaitanya Kritir Atitaram na Kripayatu. Not only wrote one Chaitanya Astakam, but three. This is one of them, maybe the second, but it's very beautiful. He's saying, when did he make this decision originally? That's interesting. And what compelled him? Is that in the Rasa Leela, in full swing, and he's charmed by one gopi in particularly, Srimati Radharani. Her particular, remember, her form is a personification of her dedicating tendencies. And to what degree? In Ramananda Sambhad, it's mentioned, quoting Jayadeva, Radha Madaya Hridaye Tatyaja Braja Sundari. In the midst of the Rasa Leela, millions and sometimes we hear trillions of gopis are there. And each one, inconceivably, extraordinarily, uniquely beautiful. But one leaves, Gandharva, Gandharvika, after surpassing the singing and dancing of all others. And she's saying, this equal treatment, she leaves. And Krishna, everything's going, and then suddenly Krishna's feeling, what happened? And imagine, there's a trillion inconceivably beautiful gopis before him. And he's thinking, the quality of the rasa just went down. What happened? And then he notices one left. And then he goes searching for her. And leaves all, so he says, Radham Madaya Hridaye, taking her in his heart, alone, Tatyaja Braja Sundari, he leaves all the others and goes searching for her. And all the other gopis are now drowning in an ocean of separation, and they're with Radharani, he's with Radharani, and they can't find them. They're searching, where do they go? And it's when they're asking the trees and the creepers, have you seen Krishna? And they're thinking it's a conspiracy amongst the... They don't want to ask the males because they think they will cover for Krishna. So they're asking the females if they know where Krishna is. But and one disciple once asked Saraswati Thakur... He said, but we see that after some time, Krishna abandons her. And Guru says, Saraswati Thakur became furious. He said, why do you mention that? There's no devotion to be found there. And everyone was shaken and became silent. And you're disturbing Prabhupada. Because he can't tolerate. He's Sri Barshabhanavi Devi Doyata Das. Her dear, her exclusive servitor, he can't tolerate even the hint of her prestige being tarnished or taken down in any way. But Guru Maharaj said he had to find out that he knows Radharani is always in the supreme position. So there must be some way of adjusting this. And he found in Bhaktivinoda Thakur that Krishna is so astonished by the devotion of Radharani. He can't believe it. It's too much. It's mentioned. He, although he knows everything, he can't estimate how great is her love. It's beyond what he can conceive. And seeing this, and then he gets this idea that if she loves me this much, what happens if I'm separated? What happens to her when I vanish? Because what I see before me is inconceivably astonishing. So what if I hid myself? And she, they're carrying, you know, they're going together, and Radharani says, oh, I'm so tired from all the singing and dancing, and if you want to go further, you have to carry me. And then Krishna's carrying Radharani, and then gently sets her down, and she's thinking, like, I am the most fortunate gopi ever. Krishna left all of them for me alone, and here we are alone. And she opens her eyes, and Krishna has vanished. And he, but we find out from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's hiding in the kunja. He wants to observe her, what she exhibits in separation. And what he sees, we can say it is that the Imli, from there, he's observing and makes this decision. He's more astonished what she shows in separation from him, and that he wants to experience. And that's why, as Gurudev would say, if you want to understand who is Mahaprabhu, understand, he said, what is the sub, what is his tasting matter? What is he always wanting to taste? Not the pastimes of union, but the condition of Radharani and separation from Krishna. Krishna knows everything about the joys of union, but this astonished him. And that's when he made the decision. He will descend and Nam Sankirtan, Bahiranga, Anga, Kore, Nam Sankirtan, with his devotees and in general, preaching Nam Sankirtan, the Yuga Dharma, and Antaranga Sangha Kore, Rasa Ashvadan, and with the select group, internal group, relishing rasa, like in the Gambhir, behind closed doors, with Ramananda and Swarup Damodar. So, seeing one surpassed all the others, think, aparam kasyapi pranayi, means the lover, jana vrindasya kutuki. Kutuki means curiosity, it aroused his curiosity, and then rasodstavam ritva madhuram upabhoktam kamapiya. Then he steals her heart. It's almost as if to suggest she's not going to give it willingly. He plunders, sometimes Guru is saying, he's plundering the wealth of Radharani. And Gadadhar Pandit is the facsimile, the left behind, always running after Gauranga to regain her wealth. The word Guru Maharaj used, he said carcass, but he meant carcass, like that kind of word he used. Her heart's been taken from her. But when this is being discussed, and Krishna's clearly expressing this intention to descend in this way, Radharani is suddenly shocked, and she knows what happens to her, mainly hearing from Lalita, in separation from Krishna. It's devastating, the effects of Krishna Viraha. And she's thinking, oh no, your lotus feet are so soft, your whole body is so soft, and then it will be falling to the ground and hurled against walls. And she's thinking, I can't allow that. And that's when she agreed, I will cover you. So we say, heart and halo. She said, I will cover you. But we also hear in Mahaprabhu's pastimes that Sachi Mata is saying, don't let Nimai experience any harm. So although it's devastating, these falls and other things, the earth is becoming soft to his touch. But that was her concern, like whether Krishna can handle being her or not, and particularly in separation. So Advaita's praying for the Lord to descend. Haridas Thakur and Advaita, they're already doing Nam Sankirtan and beginning their preaching. Other devotees have assembled. Nityananda's traveling around India in a, I mean, more than biding his time. He's having so many divine pastimes in those places, but he's very eager for him to appear. And then, and Sachi Mata and Jagannath Misra, and as indicated in the songs, and we will sing that as well shortly. He appears. And because he's come to inaugurate the Nam Sankirtan movement, because it's a lunar eclipse like we had a month ago, at that time, those smartas and everybody, that's the time they like to go to the Ganga, bathe there, and they chant the name of Hari and maybe Krishna Nam and other things. But they're doing that because, it's a so-called inauspicious time. So go bathe in the Ganga, chant all these holy things, you know. So when he descends or appears at that time, not only the devotees are doing Nam Sankirtan, but everyone in Navadvip is chanting. Like here, it was just recently Maka Bucha, which means Mag Puja. And it's actually at this time, whether the full moon experts can talk about that. But so it's interesting that the Thai people, they also are celebrating at this time, related to Buddha and everything, but it, you know, he's Avatar Sar. So Buddha's within him as well. So somehow their Sukriti is increasing. But then he appears, he has his childhood pastimes. And now we know at the time of his appearance, Sita Thakurani, the wife of Advaita Acharya, and Malini and Sriva, they all go, having heard that, you know, a newborn baby is there, and they bring so many gifts, and we're told that Advaita Acharya's power is such that if someone had a shalagram Sheila in their house, and we know they're not easy to identify, if it was not a real one, when Advaita Acharya would give his dandavats, it would shatter into 1,000 pieces. But when, so when he's coming to their house and he's bowing to the baby Nimai, and some go, uh-oh, here comes Advaita Acharya. But, and they give him the name Nimite, and there's always secondary aspects why these things are done, to protect him from ghosts and spirits and different things. But he has his childhood pastimes. They will see in their house, they have a shalagram as well, Sachi Misra and Jagannath, and sometimes they're seeing on their floor, because when he can walk, just like we see the little babies, they crawl for some time, then they can stand and start walking. They started noticing that there are the footprints, the flag, the thunderbolt, the elephant, all the symbols from the lotus feet of Krishna, with a few others, are there with like smeared butter on the floor. And they're such, as Gurudev would say, simple-hearted devotees. They're, like a married couple talking to one another. They say, we're so fortunate. Our shalagram is exhibiting pastimes. They're not thinking that it's Nimai. But I like the part, like, not only the imprints, but like smeared butter. Like a dead giveaway. Who he is. And he has so many pastimes there as a child, and naughty pastimes too, on the Ekadashi, going to the banks of the Ganga, and the local girls, teenagers, they're there doing Ganga Puja and other things, and he takes their offerings and eats them. And they're thinking, how offensive this is. And he's saying, no, you don't understand. The Ganga comes from my feet. Oh, don't say that. The Ganga is my foot bath. Oh. So what you want, I'm that. Oh, he's so arrogant, this Nimai, and offensive. But charming at the same time, nonetheless. And he becomes a Sanskrit teacher, and always the nature of a Prakriti Lila. Because we will think, oh, if he's a Sanskrit teacher, then he must be teaching the most advanced scholars. No, he teaches the primary students, first grade teacher. That's what he's teaching. So that when Keshava Kashmiri comes, the great pundit, who's, you know, is the favorite son of Goddess Saraswati, you know, and he's with his entourage, and he meets this teacher, who's, you know, primary educator. He teaches the new students. Right? And then, oh, shall we go for a walk on the Ganga? Oh, can my student? Yes. And they're walking there, and Keshava Kashmir is really feeling it, and composes 100 slokas in praise of Mother Ganga on the spot. 100 slokas composed, just rolling off his tongue. And everyone is astonished to hear that, including Nimai Pandit. That was wonderful. That is amazing. I'm just wondering, and like whether it was sloka 47 or whichever one it was, where you say, and then he's like quoting it, this part here, is that not some Virodalankar, could you explain that? And Keshava Kashmiri saying like, I was astonished that these 100 slokas came out, that he can not only remember them, but like a particular one, and then see that there's some literary fault there. And remember, he is the primary teacher. Could you explain that one? Because it seems to be faulty. Then it's his way of revealing himself, the Keshava Kashmiri. And we're told Gadadhar Pandit, who is Srimati Radharani, absent the Bhav, Radha Bhav, but Radharani nonetheless, is so charmed by Nimai Pandit. Remember, he has pastimes of being an arrogant scholar. And sometimes we'll meet Gadadhar sometimes avoiding him because he's always teasing Gadadhar. Like, oh, Gadadhar, I want to talk to you. No, I have to go. No, just for a few minutes. And we'll trick Gadadhar into some kind of an argument and then defeat Gadadhar, then reverse the position of the arguments and just leaving Gadadhar utterly bewildered, but thinking, but he's so beautiful and charming. His only fault, if he had one, is that he's not a devotee of Krishna. And that's why he has appeared. So he gradually, it's inconceivable, but part of the pastimes is he's gradually becoming a devotee and not showing that divinity position. That's going into the background, therefore, Channa Avatar. It's hidden. And we're told that after the disappearance of his father, he went to Gaya, and where it was customary from people now to go there and make offerings to the father and ancestor, like Shraddh. And upon his return, he gets initiated by Ishwara Puri there. And upon his return, he is in a state of divine madness, to the delight of all the devotees. And the word is spreading amongst the Srivas Thakur and the others that you know, Nimai Pandits become a devotee of Krishna. You know, and they're all happy, and he's crying and falling at their feet and saying, "It's by the mercy of all you devotees that I came to this position." He's attributing it to them. He's showing perfect swabhaktyevya sudham nijabhajana mudram upadishan, that you always get devotion by the grace of devotees. So even he's attributing it to them. But we hear sometimes he's entering deep states of gopi bhav, which means they're sometimes expressing maan or loving anger towards Krishna. And this is bewildering people in Navadvip. And they're saying, why? Now he's chanting gopi, gopi, and singing the praise of the gopi. Nimai, Pandit, why don't you take Krishna naam? Or saying, he's saying, Krishna, he's a despicable person. And they're again shocked. What? And they're becoming offensive toward him also. And he's beginning his Nam Sankirtan pastimes and Srivas Sangam means in the house of Srivas Thakur behind closed doors. And some people are becoming envious. Why are we not being invited to these kirtans? And their envy, sour grapes, they're starting to think, oh, they're all getting intoxicated. And they're in a drunken stupor and they're singing like this. And they're waiting until the Kazi hears about this, you know, and they're thinking all different ways too. Some opposition is beginning. And in fact, the Kazi does come and his officers break Mridanga, and this infuriates Nimai Pandit, who can also show Nisringa-like Chaitanya Simha, Nisringa-like ferocity. And that's, but it's all like a yoga mayak excuse to begin the Nagar Sankirtan. And they light the torches, and the whole universe is illumined by these torches. And they go in procession, and Nimai Pandit's leading the Nam Sankirtan, and they approach the Kazi, and the rest is history, as they say. So the Nam Sankirtan movement begins in earnestness in response to the opposition. But still, he's thinking, I came here to deliver the people. And I have the medicine that they need. And the way Guru Maharaj put it is, what it devolved into was, the patient is abusing the doctor. So he's saying, what have I done? I've descended in the Kali Yuga to save, rescue everyone. Like it says in the song, to rescue so many souls like you and take you across the ocean of nations. The boat of the lotus feet, Bande Mahapurushate Charanaravindam, has come to carry the souls across the ocean of nations. And now they're abusing me. And he also knows who he is. What will be the reaction to that? Untold hell. And then he realizes the only option left is to take sannyas. And by the nature of the culture, like here we see in town, everyone's showing respect to the monks. If he becomes a monk, then everyone will be, by social convention, compelled to show respect to him. That will forgive their offenses, and they'll get the sukriti, and they'll get everything from that. So he makes that decision to take sannyas, although it's great heartache, and heartbreaking for Sachi Mata and Vishnu Priya. But he goes to Katvan to take sannyas, and it's there when the name, the time of the name is to be given. Keshava Bharati says, I'm not going to give you a conventional sannyas name, because he's saying, because you are Krishna consciousness personified, and you've descended to gift Krishna consciousness to the world. So I think your name can only be Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And everyone's, oh, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. He becomes Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and begins his sannyas pastimes, and as we told, goes to Raymuna, sees Kirachara Gopinath, to Jagannath Puri, gets the Jagannath Darshan, and then tours South India and the rest of India. Oh, he's going back to Puri, but 6 years. Then have passed, took sannyas at 24, then 30. Then the last 18 years spent in Jagannath Puri, and every year Rath Yatra with the devotees. And why Rath Yatra is such an important pastime? It's the zenith point of separation. Remember, that's the reason he descended. His public service, Guru Maharaj says, is to give the holy name of Krishna to everyone. But his private life, he wants to relish Radha-bhava. Radha-bhava duti subalita. Nomi Krishna Swarupam. As given by Swarup Damodar. Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidrisho Vanayeva. He wants to experience what she alone experiences. That means Mahabhava. Mahabhava Swarupini Radha Thakurani. And the ecstasy that she experiences. And to relish what she relishes. So at the Rath Yatra, although ostensibly it's this Jagannath Cart Festival, he's there before Jagannath as Radharani. Jagannath is Krishna, and Radharani and the Braja Gopis, they're taking Krishna back to Vrindavan. What kind of a festival is that? After 100 years of separation? How intense. But he is expressing things that not everyone can understand. But Rupa Goswami can understand that, and Swarup Damodar. So, and it's, again, the separation zenith point. But there are two. Kurukshetra, and the other is Uddhav Kyari, where Uddhava delivers this message to assuage the separation of Radharani and Braja Gopis. And at that time, Radharani enters the deepest state of divine madness. And that's when the Brahmar Gita, the big bumblebee, yellow and black, comes, who she sees as Krishna. And she, these different types of prajalpa, are given. Chitra jalpa, this jalpa, that means expressions in divine madness. And Guru Maharaj is considered the expert of interpreting that. It's not within our... Once in the final days were there, I asked him, I realized his opportunity was going to vanish, and that he once told me he would explain it to me. And the way I said, you know, when you thought of, when you were retiring, where you would stay, three places you considered, you settled on Navadvip, Kolair Ganga, Kolair Ganj, Gupta Govardhan, and established them out there, but Jagannath Puri, the Gambira, that was another. I said, but, and Guru Maharaj is following, and I said, but you also said, first choice was Uddhav Kyari in Vrindavan. Yes, the place. He said, and that's where that Brahmar Gita came out. And then Guru Maharaj, all I can say is, he started speaking, and almost fragmentary type expressions, and we just realized this, we cannot understand this. But all I can say is the theme was love and affection. What happens when pressure, the maximum amount of pressure, is applied to the heart of heart's love and affection? What will it yield at that time? And so it has to do with separation. So these two separation zenith points in Kurukshetra and at the Brahmar Gita. And it's in the Gambira, the close, behind closed doors with Srup Damodar and Ramananda, that we're told. He's plunged in the last 12 years of his life, plunging the depths of Radha Bhav incessantly. And that's where, as we heard in Navadvipa Mahatmyam, he's telling Jayadev, no, go to Puri, write your Gita Govinda, I'll be relishing that there. Your work, Gita Govinda, Jagannath Balava Natak, Krishna Karnamritam, Jayadev and Vidyapati. Did I leave something out? That was the focal point. And on the Banhi Garba, as expressed in Premadama Stotram, that Gurudev described as the fire bed of separation. So deep, so intense, what is going on and there. And that's where, from his heart, volcanic eruptions are coming from the heart of Mahaprabhu and streaming as a golden volcano. That's where that comes from. What is in the heart is so tense. It's like a volcanic eruption of ecstatic emotion. That golden volcano, divine lava. So, really, he came. Jadigor no hoite tabiki hoite kemari doritam dehe Radhar mahima prema rasasimo jagata janatake. Vasudev Gosas, the way Guru Maharaj would say it, if Gauranga had not come, how could we live? And why did he come? Radhar mahima, to tell the world how glorious is the position of Srimati Radharani. Think of it, it's Krishna coming to tell the world about Radharani, how great she is and her devotion is, and I've been transformed by that. So, well, what about Krishna? Yes, it's all Krishna, Krishna. But this Krishna, Radha Bhava Dyuti Subalita, enveloped in the heart and halo of Radharani, he's proclaiming her glories to the world. And Premasima, Sima, means the limits. And in this case, means without limit. How her prem is inestimable, how great she is. And Nityananda Prabhu telling everyone, Bhaja Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga, Laha Gauranga Nam. Because Mahaprabhu told Nityananda at this time to go to Bengal and preach to the Bengalis, you know, about Krishna. And Nityananda took that order. Then he went there and told everyone, take the name of Gauranga. And as we heard in Navadvipa Mahatmyam, from Krishna Nam, we don't know what the result will be because it has to be offenseless. If the chanting is not without offense, then those results do not come easily. But we're told, but taking the name of Gauranga and Nitai Gauranga, the offenses are not factored in. So Nityananda telling everyone, worship Gauranga, you know, Gorgata Grananti. Sing the glories of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and take Gauranga Nam. Then you'll get everything. He knows that. Heno Nitai Bine Bai Radha Krishna Paite Nai. Nitai Koruna Habe Braje Radha Krishna Pave. And to conclude, Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur expressed it so beautifully, as we hear. We told last night on the ayahuas, Krishna Varnam Jusha Krishnam Sango Pangashtra Parshadam Yagye Sankirtana Pare. The yagya in the Kali Yuga is Sankirtan Yagya. That's the sacrifice. When the Krishna Balaram temple was going to be opened in Vrindavan, you know, the boy went, Prabhupada, what do we do? You know, and he said, he said, actually, all we have to do is sing Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasudeva Gaura Bhaktivedanta, and then Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. All we have to do is Nam Sankirtan. He said, but the local people need something. So they got some big South Indian Brahmins with their spoons and their mantras, Svaha, you know, and then everyone, oh, you know, and a big yagyan, a big, and they went, oh, the temple's opening. But Prabhupada said, all we have to do is, you know, chant Maha Mantra and have Nam Sankirtan. And that's the fact, that's the truth. And Gurudev, like to say, in India, where they worship so many gods and goddesses, when people die and it's like the moment of truth has arrived and they're carrying them down to the god, then they're taking Krishna Nam. And so many things can be said about that. But so, yagye sankirtana praye, it says, yajanti hi sumedasa. Sumedasa means, Guru Maharaj says, refined theistic intellect. They will realize Kali Yuga is the most glorious age, as we heard in Navadita Mahatmyam. Demigods are waiting in line to take birth in the Kali Yuga. Not Satya, they want to come here in Kali Yuga, have a glimpse of Gaura Avatar. Raso Dama, Kama Arbudama, Dur Dama Uzula Tanur. How beautiful he is. Koti Kami, Murti Tangri, Rupa Rasa Rangaram. 10 million cupids will faint to see the beauty of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And I was thinking, Guru and Krishna's reality, they're beautiful. He's inconceivably beautiful. How can you improve on that? And we're told he's becoming more beautiful at every moment. The competition between Krishna and Brajagopis, he sees how beautiful, they're seeing Krishna so beautiful, it enhances their inconceivable beauty. Krishna looking at the smiling faces and hearts of the Brajagopis, he becomes more beautiful. It's an endless competition. So what could be more wonderful than that? Well, Srimati Radharani, her inconceivable beauty is there. So the beauty of Krishna, the beauty of Radharani. If you combine them as one, that's unthinkable. The beauty of Krishna plus the beauty of Radharani combined in one, that is the beauty of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. That's why Guru Maharaj is so given over to Mahaprabhu. And all the exclusive devotees of Radha and Krishna, how can they fail to be charmed by this inconceivably beautiful combination of Radha and Krishna? What could be better than that? So, Sumedasa, Sukritivan, that particular level of Sukritic accumulation, and Guru's points to Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, where he says, Yata yata gora padara vinde vinde ta bhaktim krita punirasi tata tatot sarputi hridya kasmat radha padam bhoja sudam burasi. And this is Astasaki Tunga Vidya. Worship the lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. She knows everything about Radha and Krishna and how to enter Vrindavan. Worship the lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Give everything you have there. Mandeta Bhakti Krita Punyarasi. Guru Maharaj means like Sukritivan Sumenatha. Then what happens? Tata Tatot Sarpati Ridya Kasmad. What will appear automatically, subconsciously, deep within the core of your heart? Radha Padam Bhoja Sudamburasi. Guru Maharaj said, the Radha Rasa Shudhunidhi begins to flow. And they spring out of the soil in Vrindavan and the pastimes of the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna and the Sakis and Mandris and enter their divine pastimes. She knows that this is the entrance. The entrance to Vrindavan is in Navadvip. The entrance into Krishna Lila is Gaura Lila. Krishna Lila Amrita Sar Tar Shata Shata Dar. Guru Maharaj once said, Govinda Maharaj likes this sloka very much. The conclusion of Madhya Lila. Krishna Lila Amrita Sar, it's the creme de la creme of nectarine substances. Then what is Gaura Lila? Because what we could be, possibly be better than that? Well, here's something you have to factor in. It's reserved for the highest section of liberated souls. So that means it's inaccessible. As Guru Maharaj once said, what is it? Welcome to, like where it says, no admission. Welcome to the plane of no admission. Where no admission. No one can get in there. Right? Koti Mukti Durlabh Madhye Ek Krishna Bhakta. How rare it is. Because they think, oh, it's so rare. Then what hope is there? What hope is there? Gaura Nityananda. That's what's saying, you know, Shange Bhai Avadut with his brother, the Avadut. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Navadvipa Avatar, he's descended. So if Krishna Lila is the creme de la creme of nectarine substances, what is Gaura Lila? The magnanimous distribution of Krishna Lila. As Nitai, what? Preme Mata Nityananda Kripa Avatar Utam Adam Nakichu Bicha. Not considering whether one is fit, unfit. So divinely intoxicated with Krishna Prem that he is distributing it to everyone indiscriminately. Then we have hope. The other way, hopeless. This way there's hope. They're giving it to anyone and everyone. Yes, come and stake your claim. Nityananda falling, knocking on the door, falling at the feet of people door to door, begging them to accept the lotus feet of Gauranga. Tatata tot sarpati hridya kasmat radha padam boja sudam durasi. So we're very fortunate. And the golden moon of the golden avatar is about to rise. So without further ado, let us sing these divine songs from Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Prabhu's Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sri Gaura Purnima Maha Mahotsava Ki Ti Ki Jai.